Boethia's basically Marty McFly. Started out with a great song, but now we are but we go right back into the battle music. What am I battling? It better not be the dragon. Yeah, I can't wait around here. Whoop! I was gonna say, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as I fall off a cliff. Okay, I figured it out. I figured it out, ladies and gentlemen. I looked it up, and I know what I'm doing wrong. It wasn't immediately apparent to me, which is fine. You know, like I complain at times where I'm like, ugh, I don't like it how Skyrim just gives stuff to you. But then I'm like, I mean, it's such a simple thing, and I'm like, I can't figure this out. But no, that's fine. That is why we have a wonderful community on the internet, and that's also why I have you guys too. I for all the wonderful, helpful tips that you guys give me whenever I get stuck. Oh my gosh, nuh-uh.
I've been looking for you. Got something I'm supposed to deliver. Your hands only.
Oh!
Let's see here. I've got a letter and a lot of gold. Something about it being your inheritance. Sorry for your loss. Looks like that's it.
You know what?
Got to go.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? I think I have found an income stream. You know, like, is this a business? Is this entrepreneur Navins right here? So I get a follower, and then I kill them, and then they give me money. I mean, this is the second time this has happened. Oh gosh, is it bad that I don't remember this person's name? I have two letters of inheritance. Yeah, Stenvar. But what about the other one? It says... Two letters of inheritance. Are they both from Stenvar? How do I see the other one? Yeah, whenever I open it... Huh. Maybe the game... Maybe this is another letter from Stenvar, and the game forgot that it already gave me one? Is this even possible? Two letters of inheritance. Here, let me drop the one from Stenvar. Then can I read this one? It still says Stenvar. Okay, wait, yeah, here, we're gonna test this. Okay, so...
No fiddling with any locks around here, we're going to have a real problem.
Hey... I'm kind of surprised that he's talking about me about picking locks when I'm literally littering. Okay, so that's a letter from Stenvar there. So, wait, no. I'm holding a letter from Stenvar. So I'm going to run over here. I'm going to drop this letter of inheritance. Then I'm going to pick up this one. Pick this one back up. Yeah. So yeah, no, leave that there. And then read this one. I have two letters of inheritance from Stenvar. Is that even possible? You know, I didn't get any more gold on that one. Okay, no, this is just Skyrim showing its funny quirks. But yeah, sure. You know what? That is a unique item. You know what? And I might be. Like the only person in Skyrim history to have two letters of Stenvar. Camilla.
It means so much to us to have the claw back where it belongs.
Okay.
Thank you.
I thought, you know what? And this is actually a tip in the video that I watched. I thought, you know what? who's a horrible follower? And what about Sven?
Nope. Sorry. Nothing.
Oh, that's the courier. Yeah, let's see if Sven wants to accompany me to the shrine of Boethia. Or is Sven dead? I don't know. You guys are also good at telling me what I have forgotten that I've done in my own Let's Play. So yeah, Sven might be dead. And if he is, that's fine. You know what? What am I doing? It's midnight. Wait, is this Sven? Ah, it's Sven!
You're nothing but trouble.
Oh, I'm nothing but trouble. Oh, okay. So I guess earlier on in the Let's Play, I probably favored Faendal over Sven, and now Sven's mad at me. That's fine. We can leave Sven to his grievances.
Nope. Sorry. Nothing.
The courier. We still have two of the dead. You know what? Hang on. Let's clean up Riverwood, shall we? This is ridiculous. How far? We in this episode, ladies and gentlemen, in about 10 or 15 minutes about 10 minutes. We're going to reach 80 hours in this Let's Play. Now, of course, I have done a little bit of playing off camera, but not a lot. Oh my gosh, I just ran. I am moving the bodies behind this house because it, oh boy, can I actually like prop them up? No, there we go. Okay, yeah. I've done maybe 2 hours of playing out of camera, and even with those like playing, it's more have been just like organizing and that kind of stuff. So yeah, we have been playing Skyrim for almost 80 hours here, ladies and gentlemen, and these cultists have been laying in the street this entire time, or literally since like hour 5 of this Let's Play. And the game is not going to get rid of them. So I'm going to move them over here behind the inn. There we go. We're going to clean up Riverwood. And I'm also sick. Yep, there we go. Perfect. And I am sick of running through Riverwood and hearing the terrorizing screams of the citizens and children as they come across these dead bodies and go, oh, what happened? So yeah, awesome. We're not going to hear that anymore. Okay. Where off to next? Off to Solitude. No, not off to Solitude. Off to Markarth. There was another recommended follower that can be sacrificed to Boethia. Oh yeah, yep, and here's a member of the Dawn Guard. Durak! Wow. You know what? This is like a pretty cool thing.
Ugh, you're the most disgusting merchant I've ever seen. The guard should take you away.
The only people I offend are cheats who don't pay me enough gold coin. Or idiots who don't know good meat when I throw it at their faces.
If you ever think of throwing meat at me, I will have you dragged off to Sidna Mine so fast the guards will yank those filthy arms of yours off.
What do I do to deserve such hatred? To give people good food and good prices, and all they do is insult you.
Alright, so I think we have Hogni Redarm, and we have Hroki. And I guess Hogni, it has been harassing Hroki.
Roger broke out of Sidna Mine and, with those Forsworn.
As Hroki goes, don't even think about throwing any meat at me.
Don't like those eyes you got.
I don't think she's talking about steaks. Can I take the? I mean, like, if this guy is such a creep, can I take him to the Boethia thing? You were at. Oh my gosh. You were at Namira's feast, weren't you? Oh, crap. Was he really?
Don't go talking about that.
Don't go talking about that.
Only the dinner guests can know.
He is a creep. Look at that. Well, I guess I was there too. But I was there... I'm not as bad as he is. Dare I ask where this meat comes from?
Ah, now that is a good question. Where does Hogni get the finest, freshest meat from all over the Reach? The answer is simple. Orcs. There is a stronghold nearby whose hunters can butcher a deer in seconds. Now having an orc for a wife would be something. Yes. Strong and bulky. Too bad they don't let people go beyond the walls. Let me show you where they are. Maybe they welcome you. Maybe they put an arrow in your face.
If it's where I was collecting blood, then no, I'm probably not gonna be welcome there. So yeah, Hogni.
Come back when you need more meat. Bring gold.
So Hogni is a creepy guy who apparently
keep my eyes open.
The Silver Blood Inn, yeah. Who apparently
come on in.
Wants an
the
orc
Silver
for
Blood
a wife.
Inn has plenty of strong drink.
Yeah, this guy right here.
There's no shipments coming in, so I do nothing.
Yeah.
Just drink.
This guy is apparently worthless
I
in Skyrim.
Watch after our guests.
What was that?
Koznak.
Shipments. You a fighting man? Nothing. How about a little bet?
You say something about a bet?
I'm drunk, and it's been a while since I had a good fight. 100 septims says I can take you, barehanded.
Oh, you're on, buddy.
That's the spirit. Let's go.
You're just going to step.
Okay, fine, here we go. 100 caps removed. Boy, no, 100 caps removed. We're taking on Koznak. Oh my gosh. Why'd I do this? Brawls take forever. Ugh. You know what? Like he is barely affecting my health though. Yep.
Was it something I said?
Who said that? That was Koznak who said that. Was that something I said? All right. He is down maybe like 25% health. We're gonna be here for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? Finding a good follower to sacrifice was never easy. I think that was written down somewhere. All right, we're about below half health. We are below half health. All right, we have about 25% left. He's like affecting me like not at all. Come on, let's get some power attacks in here. He's almost there. How much is left? Maybe like 10%? And my health is not even affected. I'm down to maybe like 90% left. He is not hurting me at all. Alright, just a couple more punches. Bested.
Wait, I can still fight. No. No, I can't.
No, I can't. You lost. Give me my money.
Fair fight. Here you are.
Oh, yeah, nice. Okay, yeah, like 200 gold added. Okay, so my 100 gold went out as the wager. Now he's back to his drink.
My favorite drinking buddy. Let's get some mead.
Hey, that's what Sanguine says. You can't say that. Follow me. I need your help.
Let's not waste any time.
All right, here we go.
Today, I
We're
cleaned
off.
The linens, washed the floors, and checked in on all our guests. Ah, my
What
God.
Do you need, handsome?
Fine innkeeper.
Oh,
someday.
Yeah. This is the girl that is married, right? And she always calls me handsome.
Innkeeper. What do you need,
That's
handsome?
Right.
Yeah.
Worst innkeeper
Even
in
though,
all of Skyrim.
Oh, is that an
Never
amulet of Mara?
You
she is
yes.
wearing an amulet of Mara. Oh, but I can't pickpocket it off of her. Interesting.
Get away from me.
Oh, pff, okay. So, yeah, I then look at her inventory, and she goes, get away from me. But, all right, where are we off to now? Where are we back off to? You know what? I feel like Hiroki's life is in danger with this guy lingering.
Don't try to haggle with me. Buy or leave.
I'm leaving. Okay, where's the Boethia? Yeah, it's way over here next to Windhelm. Here we are, yeah, the Boethia Shrine. Okay. Okay, yeah, I know how to do this now. I mean, you know what? With our luck, a dragon's gonna attack. Wait, hang on, who are these people? A Boethia cultist? Why are they attacking me? No, I'm trying to lead someone into the thing. Why are they attacking me?
I knew it.
Oh my gosh. Why? In fighting, oh my gosh. Why is this becoming such a chore? They're all attacking me. Oh my gosh. Okay, can I kill them? No. I wanted to shout them all off the ledge. Okay, give me, bound swords. Well, give me Addy. Oh, great. I'm about to die right now. Ugh. I'm just trying to... you know what? Yeah, they're like... Great, I... They killed me. They killed me. Ugh. For crying out loud, we're back here in Markarth. Can I just kill all of them? I mean... I don't know. Let's try that. It's like... Dang, I just wanted to try just this little side quest, and it's turning into this whole thing. Okay, we have Addy out. We have bound swords. All right, let's kill some cultists, I suppose. This guy is throwing some serious ice spikes. My light armor increased. Oh my gosh, I'm dead already!
A well-placed word or a well...
What the heck? Okay. Let me go back to a prior save. Dang it. Oh! Let's go back to a save where I have a follower already. No! No, my follower is attacking me. Here, use the Shrine of Boethia. Use the Pillar of Sacrifice. Well, yeah, no, he's no longer a follower of mine. Ah! Why is this being so difficult? All right, let's go back to here. What is this one? But yeah, like, that's the thing. He is no longer a follower, so... Jordis? No, I'm not using Jordis as a follower. You know what? And I'm not going back to that guy either. You know, like, we are here in Windhelm. Okay, good. I have the shrine. I'm just gonna go and just get this cell sword again, you know? Wait, no, this is Stenvar! This is how I... Oh... I just realized by going back to this prior load, I'm losing my two letters of Stendar. That's all right.
If it's a mercenary you're looking for,
consider yourself hired.
Looks like you've got some help already. I'll join you, but you'll have to let your comrade go. What do you say? Best not
okay,
to walk the roads of Skyrim.
Jordis, go home.
I've got your back.
Well, not today, you don't.
I will be back at your house if you need...
Got it.
Thane.
All right. It's Stenvar.
My blade is sharp and I thirst for battle.
All right, here we go. I got a follower now.
Onward, then.
And I know how to do this. At least I hope I do. But yeah, like, you know what? It's like, that's not exactly something I can make a YouTube tutorial about, you know? If I want to be like, ladies and gentlemen, do you want to know how to get... Two letters of inheritance from Stendar. Wait, no, from Stenvar. And it's like, no. Who needs two letters of inheritance from Stenvar? You know what? This guy is trouble anyway. His name is too close to Stendar. Okay, here we are. We're here. Oh, yeah, no, it was pretty cool. I was learning a little bit about the lore of Boethia, and apparently, like, it is all of these burnt people. These are all former followers of Boethia who have disappointed Boethia. And so she attacked them or killed them. Use Pillar of Sacrifice. This is supposed to work. Wait, no, like, he's supposed to get, like captured. Stenvar, are you standing on the thing? I'm trying to use the Pillar of Sacrifice! Why is this not working? Why is this turning into such a thing? Stenvar! Use Pillar of Sacrifice. So it's like if you do use Pillar of Sacrifice, he's supposed to like get like stuck to the post.
You've been a good friend to me. That means something.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Patience isn't exactly my strong suit, but alright.
Okay, so like he waits there. Gosh dang it, are they really gonna make me look this up? It's like, gosh! Okay, fine, 1 second. Okay, I think I need to have him use it.
Huh?
Follow, or no, I need you to do something.
Fine, what?
And then I can do, use Pillar of Sacrifice.
Will do.
There he goes. Okay. He said, will do. Okay, oh yeah. Oh, like, gravity's pulling him. There he is. Okay, yeah, he is stuck. He is attached to the post. Oh, man. I mean, this is not good for him. Okay, yeah, let me get out my weapon. We want the blade of, not woe. I had a blade of sacrifice, right? I don't know. I don't know. Let's hope this isn't broken. Here, give me the blade of woe. No, I want it in my right hand. Oh my. I am so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm all over the place. Here we go. I'm hidden. Here we go. Ah! 15 times damage. Oh boy, all kinds of crazy blurriness.
She has wearing flesh is so distasteful.
This is.
You have caught my attention, mortal. That is most unwise.
This is Stenvar's body.
Tell me, why have you slain this one who trusted you here upon my shrine?
There is a stupid cultist standing right in front of me. And so instead of being able to see all of this beautiful wonderness that's going on, no. All I see is the silhouette of this guy of the back of his dumb head. But yeah, Boethia is using Stenvar's body. Who are you? I have slain Stenvar to gain your favor. My reasons are my own. I'm going to say, I have slain Stenvar to gain your favor.
My favor?
Yeah, your favor.
My good pleasure is not some trophy for mortal sport.
Oh.
I should slay you for such insolence.
Oh, gosh. Well, I can say I didn't mean to offend.
Were you certain in your purpose? You would have no need to apologize.
Okay.
You have much to learn, but you have proven your will is strong, and your heart is devoid of pity. So perhaps you are not entirely useless. We shall soon find out.
Ah, we're gonna get an objective.
Listen, all of you!
Uh-oh.
Hear me. I have need of a warrior. Only the most ruthless, cunning, and agile will do.
We're following Senvar.
You have gathered here night after night, sacrificing fools upon my shrine, and sparring aimlessly with yourselves. But which among you truly exceeds the rest? Prove yourselves to me. I have a special task for whichever of you is left standing.
There we go. Yep. Kill everyone. Yep.
God help him.
Here we go! Here, let me quick save really quick. Okay. So yeah, slay all of the cultists. Let me get Bound Bow and Addy out. Take people out. Gosh, I've kind of trapped myself in here. I don't like this. Okay, hang on. Yeah, here, let me get out of here. I need some room. Okay, nice. Two are dead, we have three left. Three are dead, two left. My archery increased. Alright. Oh my gosh, was the lightning. Last one! Dead! Oh yeah, yep, and here comes Boethia again.
You have proven the strength of your will and your tongue's gift for lies.
But
you have shown ferocity and prowess in combat.
Yes, I have.
Now the time has come for a final proving. Are you able to cast aside your honor and strike with the hidden blade?
Honor is a coward's tool.
An astute observation. Skyrim is a beautiful and harsh mistress, but her people cling to such a petty notion of honor. My previous champion displeases me.
Ooh.
It is time he is replaced in the traditional fashion.
So yeah, Knights, we have to take out her previous champion. What has he done to displease you?
For a time he served his purpose, but that time has ended. He uses my gifts for his own amusement. And the only amusement I tolerate is my own.
She only entertains herself. Okay, so hey, yeah, oh my gosh, yeah. This is some serious brown nosing here. Say no more, he's as good as dead.
Kill every single member of
dang.
His band.
Kill all of them.
Do so as silently and invisibly as you can, for this is not about you. You are to be my instrument in this. Slay him in the coldest of blood. Do not give him the dignity of defending himself.
Okay.
Once his corpse lays cold upon the ground, and all trace of his followers erased, retrieve my ebony mail. A gift fit only for my true champion.
The ebony, is that a piece of ebony armor?
May your will carve itself upon the world.
Who speaks? Who is that? Who just goes, "May your will carve itself upon the world"? Who just said that? Boethia cultists. Yeah, these guys, they don't have anybody. Or anything. Oh yeah, no, here's the blade of sacrifice. This guy had it. I'll take that. Dwarven battle axe. Oh gosh, I'm gonna be overweight. Stenvar, Well, that's my good friend. Is there someone still walking around? Another blade. Oh, okay, so I guess we just hand out blades of sacrifices all over around here, apparently. But all right. Yeah, where are we going next? You know what? I feel I should fly solo on this one and not bring Jordas along. Slay everyone at Knife Point Ridge stealthily. Okay, yeah, and that is just north of the Twilight Sepulchre. And the Twilight Sepulchre is west of Falkreath. But here, let me first go to Whiterun. So I can dump a bunch of stuff. I'm a little bit overweight. Excuse me.
I've been looking for you. Got something I'm supposed to deliver. Your hands only. Let's see here. I've got a letter and a lot of gold.
A letter and a lot
something
of gold.
Something about it being your inheritance. Oh, and sorry for your loss.
Yeah, there we go.
Looks like that's it. Got to go.
You know what? How many Skyrim players can officially say that they have received 3 letters of inheritance from Stenvar? 3 of them. And I don't think it matters if I've had to reload the game a couple of times. But all right, here we are. We are in our house. We need to dump some stuff. And then, yeah, I want to pick up a letter of put my Blade of Sacrifice in there. My Blade of Woe does more damage. I don't need that. Forsworn Arrow. Oh my gosh! I have an Amulet of Mara. Ah! I had someone ask me in the comments, when am I going to get married? And I said, whenever I find an Amulet of Mara. I have an Amulet of Mara. What in the world? How long have I had that for? Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Mr. Navins might have to hang up his sword and put on a wedding ring. Croesus. Yeah, we'll put Croesus away. Increases my carrying capacity. Yeah, that could be useful. Why am I not wearing, like, half of this stuff? I have, like, so many, like, rings. So, yeah, drop in some stuff. Yeah,
You know what? Like, I did all of this before the last episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that was the Crimson Nurnroot quest that just shut off. I'm getting so much weight back by storing all of my... There we go. But I will take back the Crimson Nurnroot. I want to keep that quest open. There we are. Yeah. Ooh, 8 Daedra Heart. All right, yeah, for smithing, ebony, no, Daedric armor. Those Daedric hearts are amazing. Where is Isolde? I've done a few playthroughs of Skyrim, and I have never married Isolde. So yeah, I don't know. That might be an upcoming thing, ladies and gentlemen. But right now, we have another mistress we are trying to please at the moment. The Daedra Boethia. Oh gosh, dang it! I forgot potions. Okay, I have 2 potions of invisibility. Okay, let me run back home really quick. I want more potions of invisibility. I'm sure I have more at home. I want to please Boethia and do this as stealthily as possible. Okay, wait, hang on. Let me put on my Amulet of Mara. Here we have Olava the Feeble.
Come to chat with an old woman?
No, this is Lilith Maiden Loom.
There's a nip in the air. Cold won't be good for my crops. Never is.
Alright, I have my Amulet of Mara on. Where is Isolde? What time is it? It's 1 in the afternoon. Isolde. Oh, there she is. Well, yeah, here is this lady.
Mercenary work?
Greymane, yeah. She doesn't...
What's the matter? You can't stand the sight of a strong Nord woman?
Yeah, like, we can't marry a strong... Ah! It's Isolde!
It's a fine day with you around.
Oh. What do you know about the Khajiit?
About the same as everyone else. They're the catfolk of Elsweyr. Great warriors, good traders... Way I hear it, Elsweyr ain't nothing like Skyrim. It's got tropical forests and dusty badlands. It sounds awful.
Oh yeah, tropical forest sounds awful. You mentioned trading caravans? I've already talked to her about this.
It's got to be. Worst thing is, nobody wants them in the cities. Nobody trusts them.
Why not?
Reputation, mostly. A lot of Khajiit turn to smuggling and thievery to get by. A few bad apples spoiled a bunch.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Yep, that's how it goes. Okay, well. Well, this is a sad day for us, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think Isolde is interested.
Farewell. Once I've made enough money trading with the Khajiit caravans, I'm going to buy the Bannered Mare from Hoda.
Isn't it supposed to be like... I don't know. I don't have any other dialogue option.
See you.
I don't know. That's all right. I have... Here we go. To the Twilight Sub... Wait, no. Go back. The entire point of me coming back here to Whiterun was to get more invisibility potions. Okay, I got my upstairs potions here. Those are books. No, those were potions. I love the soundtrack. This is beautiful. Here we go. Brief invisibility. We got two of these. Okay, that's it there. I think I got more potions on this other side. I don't know why I have potions on two sides and not just on one side. Here we go. Yeah, more invisibility potions. All right, there we go. I have 6 invisibility potions. We're going to go make Boethia. Oh my gosh, I forgot her name. We're going to make Boethia proud. I should have sneaking apparel too, right? Here we go. Yeah, boots of the old gods. Sneaking is 20% better. And then a lot of bow damage. A lot of pickpocketing success. What boots am I wearing? I'm taking way too long here. I'm wearing increased carry points boots. Boots of the old god. Sneaking is 20% better. There we go. Actually, yeah, I have a level up. Can I do a sneaking? What kind of sneaks do we have? Yeah, I can do this. I am 30% hard to detect. I got 7 perks I gotta mess with. I can do this again. I'm 35% harder to detect. Noise from armor is reduced by 50%. I can make myself super sneak. I won't trigger pressure plates. I can get all the way up to the silent roll. Walking and running does not affect detection. I can get all the way up to that. Holy crap. Okay, yeah, let's... What about my one-handed attack? I can do this. One-handed weapons do 80% more damage. And a bound, and a blade is a bound weapon, right? So yeah, here we go. Let's do this. There we go. 80% more damage. So yeah, let's back out of there, and then let's go back over to sneak. Let's do muffled movement. Noise from armor is reduced by 50%. Let's go up here to Lightfoot, where I won't trigger pressure plates. And then let's do the silent roll. Sprinting while sneaking executes a silent forward roll. Wow, yeah, then I can go all the way to silence. Walking and running does not affect detection. That's a crazy perk. And then the top one is Shadow Warp. Crouching stops combat for a moment and forces distant opponents to search for a target. Okay. Yeah, I'm probably going to leave walking and running doesn't affect detection. Yeah, sure. I mean, like, I got a billion perks. We're going to use them all on silence. All right, then I have one more. I'm 35% harder to detect when sneaking. Yeah, sure. Why not? There we go. Wow. Our sneaking skill tree is almost complete. All we have is the final perk at 100. And also, of course, when I hit level 80, I can get the next upgrade, my sneak. All right, we are insanely sneaky right now, ladies and gentlemen. No one's going to hear us. Okay, here we go. Now we're set. And we have potions of invisibility. And I'm also wearing boots that say sneaking is 20% better. Oh gosh, I'm so excited. No one's gonna see me. Okay, here we go. We're trekking off. Okay, we have to go north of the Twilight Sepulchre. But yeah, I think in my very first Let's Play, I married Mweary in The Hag's Cure in Markarth. Because if you do the bonus quest in of the Dark Brotherhood, which we've done, Mweary falls madly in love with you. So yeah. Maybe I will go on back to my first wife. What is this? This is a carriage that is on fire. What happened here? Yeah, a carriage on fire, a dead horse, two dead horses, a bunch of crushed cargo. Search large sack, just has cabbage in it. Burnt corpses. What is the story here with this carriage? Holy crap. What is this? Like, was this a dragon attack? I don't know. I don't know what to make of this. Well, yeah, that's crazy, though, yo. Okay, yeah, we're back off to the task at hand. I'm afraid I gotta get up a mountain here. I hope that there's a path or an easy way up. Who's that? Oh. That was a Stormcloak soldier running away. Okay. Well, I don't know what that was all about. Here we go. I think I found a way up. All right, let's start sneaking. Gosh, I'm going to be like 100% invisible now. Oh, yeah, there's a person there. He doesn't see me. All right, what else can I put on? What am I wearing right now? Okay, the Amulet of Mara. All right, I have my boots that do sneaking is better. I'm wearing armor, increasing my health 34 points. Gauntlets were due. I'm already wearing really good gauntlets. Is there jewelry? Here we go. Yeah, a necklace. Bows do 20% more damage. 27% more damage. Here I have Bracers of Wielding. One-handed attacks do 20% more damage. Yeah, yeah, I'll do that when I get to the actual using a blade on people part. But right now I'm using, okay, yeah, yep, and I have a ring of archery. I have gauntlets of archery, and I have boots of sneaking. And my helmet is archery too. Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, we are very... What did I... Great. Well, Addie's out. She's not sneaky at all. Dang it. Addie's going to give me away here. All right, yeah, here we are. We're at... Wait, hang on. Yeah, 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 just as I feared. Addie gave me away. And she exploded. Great, okay. Oh boy. Whoa, yeah, right before he could hit me. Killed this guy. Dang it, yeah. Addie gave away my position. So much for trying to be sneaky here. You know what? I actually think that they may lose me here. Okay. So, yeah, here. I'm just going to sit here and wait. There we go. There we go. Yep, I'm losing them. All right. Get me out the Blade of Woe. Excuse me. There we go. I'm hidden. Now I got the Blade of Woe out. Now, let me take a Potion of Invisibility. 20 seconds. We'll do brief invisibility. There we are. I'm invisible. Here we go. All right, I'm sneaking up on this person. This person is just walking around below this scaffolding area. Here we go. Ah! Dead. 15 times damage. Didn't even see me. Okay, yeah, but now my potion is up. Let me go into my... Alright, my Blade of Woe needs recharged. Absorbs 10% of health. Charge. No, I don't want to charge with Azora's Star. Sure, yeah, just like a whatever petty soul gem. There we go, that's fine. Okay, I'm no longer invisible, but I'm going to go up this watchtower. And I...
Need me some skooma. Ooh,
this guy needs some skooma. Okay, hopefully he is looking away from me. Oh, I triggered a trap! Dang it! That's alright, I'm gonna kill him with the Blade of Woe. Alright, he's dead, and I'm hidden again. Dang it, is that what I did? I triggered a trap. Crap. Well, that's alright. We're still doing fine. Bandit Outlaw and Amethyst, some gold. Nice. All right, and a quick save. All right, here we go. Now we're going to sneak into the actual camp. Going up some stairs. I don't immediately see anybody.
Somebody help. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. A silent forward roll. I can do that now. Yeah, I can now run while crouching. I'm like half seen. Okay, can I take an invisibility potion really quick? I'm invisible. Dang it, yeah, I did one of the long potions.
I know I heard something.
Okay, yeah, there goes the eye. The eye is closing.
I guess I was just hearing things.
No! No, 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 no! And she's running. I'm gonna no longer be invisible. Dead. Perfect. 15 times damage.
You hear me talk to me like that again.
So far, so good. Ooh, yeah. I mean, this guy, he is doing alchemy over here in the corner. Sneak up on him. Dead.
15 time damage. Sneak increase to 72. Oh, a blacksmith's potion. That's cool. Gold, lockpick, a pearl. Sure. Why not? We got all kinds of good potion-y things. Dwarven oil, purple mountain flower. Very nice. Very nice. All kinds of good stuff here in this bandit camp. All right, quick save. So far, we have sneak attacked everybody. Kim, there is like two parts. I'm walking over into the next section. No one is sleeping in these tents here. Oh, okay, yeah. I saw this archery target, and at first I thought it was a person. It kind of scared me. There's a chest over here. A locked chest. This is the time when I would put on Diamond City Radio. It's kind of quiet. There is no music right now. 66 gold. Nice. And a steel shield. Not interested in that. All right. So, yeah, let's go up these stairs to the next level of the camp. Quick save. Okay, yeah. There's a watchtower person. Oh, boy. Okay, yeah, let me take another invisibility potion.
Little harlot, that brat ain't mine.
Okay, yeah, I'm silent rolling. There we are. So yeah, we're gonna go up the stairs here. I'm invisible. He doesn't see me. Here we go.
Once were the one.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was pretty cool. You know, like it. I was invisible, and it went into the slit his throat kill animation. But, like, even though I was invisible, like, it was kind of funny. It's like, you couldn't see me. And then I reappeared as soon as I killed him. You know what? This is a great pickpocketing opportunity, but no. I'm trying to be super stealthy.
Walk into the city of free man.
Look at that. Yeah, he might pay off his bounty this time and walk into the city a free man. Okay, I'm trying to get the sneak up on this guy. Okay, yeah, he is facing away from me. He's in this little gazebo thing. Yeah.
I'll never do another span in that stinking jail.
Here we go. Yep. Up. Jump up, slit his throat. Perfect. Oh my gosh, we are just killing it here, ladies and gentlemen. Literally. Okay. So that's not everybody. Or else I would have gotten a quest completed. Oh, I still gotta go inside. So, this is all just outside. Great. I've used 3-0.
I need me some skooma.
There's a guy sitting outside the entrance on a little stool around the fire. Yeah, yep. Walk up to him. Wait a second. What am I doing? Go into my apparel. I have one-handed attack stuff that I'm not using. Yeah, I have a... Here we are, yeah, these hide bracers. One-handed attacks do 20% more damage. There we go. Okay, here we go. Dead. One-handed increase to 71. Nice. Lockpick. Boy, we are just sneaking like crazy, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here we are. This is our place. Knife point mine. Enter. Okay, I have this, like, passageway that goes down, and at the very end is someone facing towards me. This is a perfect opportunity to use an invisibility potion. Items, potions? Oh, wait, no, okay, yeah, I still have 3 potions left. All right, let's use one of them. All right, I'm invisible. Here, I'm gonna run up to this guy. Run straight up to him and knife him. Dead. All right, run away. All right, so far so good. Bandit outlaw. 10 gold and some ale. We have a chest here. Ebony armor. Yes. Give me... What? I'm carrying too much. It's this amulet of Mara that's putting me overweight. No, I'm just kidding.
Let me get rid of something. What's something heavy that I can get rid of? I have 15,000 soul gems. It's this golding. You know what? Am I gonna. Wait. Hiroki's ruby? Oh, yeah, no, I stole that from her. Or Shalamingit or Shalimor. Yeah, I don't need to hold on to these. Get rid of those. Puts me back under weight. So yep, there we go. I just can't pick up a lot of stuff right now. I can unlock this door, though. It's an expert lock. It is this... It's that ebony armor just threw me way overweight. Oh, come on. Ah, dang it! I'm close on this lock here. Got it. So yeah, I wonder what this is. Is this gonna be like my exit or something? Oh no, we just have an Imperial. He was probably mining because in here he has a lockpick. He has a pickaxe and an iron ore vein. They locked him in here to mine. Oh, that's crazy. And then what? We have a dwarven warhammer. There's no way I could pick that up right now. Okay, here we go. We're walking down the stairs. Okay, yeah. You can hear that. There's someone at an alchemy table somewhere. Okay, yeah, and there is like a bar scene or something right in front of me, but I can go on around to the left here. And then here we are. It's this guy at this alchemy table. Let's sneak up to him. Kill. Dead. Sneak increase to 73. 66 gold. A healing potion. I'll take that. Oh my goodness. Oh, 2 potions of invisibility. Yes, I'll take those. And then a whole bunch of just alchemy ingredients. I knew it. This alchemy ingredient is going to put me overweight. Dog meat? What? All right, these people are evil if they're eating dogs. What else can I drop? This is ridiculous. Here, yeah, drop this. Oh my gosh, I'm like very overweight now. I got to drop something big. You know what? I'm going to give up my sneaking boots, and I'm gonna put on my carry potion boots. My carry potion boots. No, my boots of hauling. There we go. Yeah, I think I need to do one of those offline organization sessions that I was talking about because I'm pretty sure like what has me overweight now is nothing big. You know, like it's nothing big. It's just the fact that I'm holding 10,000 soul gems that all have a weight of 0.1, and I am holding 1,000,000 rings and necklaces, all that have a weight of like 0.1, and I just got to get rid of it. It's a massive amount of little stuff that is putting me overweight, and that's what I got to take care of. Oh, it's all like Ripley all through here, as if I'm about to walk into water. That's kind of weird. That's got to be a bit of a glitch there. But all right, yeah, we have a bandit a pickaxing. So let's take her out. Aha! Gold. There is, corundum ore here. Nice. Yeah, there's oil everywhere. Okay, yeah, yep, there's our guy. Okay, here we go. We have 2 more people in here. At least 2. There's a person over in the corner there, and our guy is up on top of this thing. Okay, yeah. Let me take a potion of invisibility. Then I'm going to go run right on up to our main guy here. Actually, no. I'm going to save him for last. Let's do this pickaxe guy first. We have a bandit here pickaxing away. Here we go. Dead. 15 times damage. 55 gold.
Very nice, and another Corundum ore vein. Okay, all right, yeah, let's do another invisibility potion. Very good, very good. And now, here we go. Now we're gonna go and take out our guy. He doesn't see us. He's standing against the fence, just like looking out over his creation. All right, here we go. Bandit Marauder. Dead. Perfect. 101 gold and a potion of magicka. Nice. So far, so excellent, ladies and gentlemen. This has been such a great sneaky quest here. All right, we have one more guy in this little house. There's a little house in this cave. It's kind of like, what's it called? It's like in the trading company. In the East Empire Trading Company, there is that like little office up at the top of the cave. This kind of reminds me of that. Okay, I'm gonna look inside the house. Okay, hang on. He's sitting at a table. If there's another entrance into this house, I can sneak up on him. I don't know if there's another entrance. Ah, crap. Can I sneak in without using a potion of invisibility? I don't think I can. No, here, yeah. Let's use a potion. Potion of invisibility. All right, we're invisible now. Here we go. We're going to walk inside. I'm walking just straight up to him. Oh, here we go. Yeah, he's the champion of Boethia. Yeah, this is him. All right, here we go. Dead. Aha. There we go. Retrieve and equip the ebony mail. Okay, if I pick this up, I'm dropping that ebony armor. This is way too much. Ebony mail. Oh, that's so freaking cool. And then we got the ebony shield, boots, gauntlets, and the Reverend Orcish sword. Nah, we don't need that. That's amazing. And now I'm like 1,000 pounds overweight. Yes, I am extremely overweight. But yeah, look. Okay, so let's compare and contrast this. The ebony armor and the ebony mail. Oh my gosh. All right, so the ebony armor and the ebony mail. Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, they are very different. Basically, yeah. The ebony mail, it has less armor plates. And then where it looks like the ebony armor has cloth, the ebony mail has you know, like chainmail. But it's really cool. So ebony armor has a base armor of 61, and the ebony mail has a base armor of 64. Weight 38 for the armor, 28 for the mail. I'm just gonna drop the armor. The armor has a base value of 1500. Has a value of 1500, and the mail has a value of 5000. And there is also, oh nah. No way. Okay. Here is the perk on the ebony mail. This is incredible. You are able to move more quietly, and opponents that get too close take 5% poison damage per second. What kind of enchantment is that? Yeah. Whoa. Okay, yeah, there was just like a thundering there. But yeah, someone who just stands too close to me starts taking poison damage. That's an incredible enchantment. Opponents that stand too close. Jeez, yeah, like, if I go visit Mawiri in the next episode and I go up to her all like, will you marry me? And then she starts dying. I hope that doesn't happen.
You have done well, my champion. You have earned my respect. A feat few manage and live to tell about.
Whoa.
I shall write your name upon the tablet of absolute darkness. You may keep my ebony mail, a token of my appreciation to my new champion. Its gifts will resonate with your talents.
Wow.
Now go. I have strings to pull that require my full attention, You may pursue your own course wherever it leads you. Remember always this. As you will it, so it shall be.
Look at that. So Boethia even left us with some kind words, basically saying, you know, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. Look at this. Boethia is basically Marty McFly.
You know, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
Like I've always told you, you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
It's like, come on. How perfect is that? And then also with that, I saw Back to the Future on TV this morning. I almost turned it on, but I didn't. But yeah, wow, that is beautiful. Gotta love Back to the Future. Marty McFly has so many words of wisdom like that. And then, all right, yeah, I think... yeah, we're back out here in the main chamber. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, this is an incredible piece of armor. Because, it has a base armor rating of 64. I was using my Elven light armor, and that has a base armor of 41. So we have increased our armor rating by 23. And just this incredible enchantment. You know, like it has a sneak enchantment and a poison enchantment for people who just stand, well, for opponents who just stand next to me. But all right, wow, that was incredible. You know what, like, I was all like, oh my gosh, like, this quest is so ridiculous and tedious, but no, like, this ebony mail, oh my gosh, like, that was worth it. That was so worth it, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, absolutely perfect. So yeah, like, and we got some beautiful closing words from Boethia in her own words, but I think originated from Marty McFly. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to end. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed. I am Mr. Navins, and I'll see you in the next one.